Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 229 of Heroes Unlimited. We are in the super abilities section, and now, at last, we are actually in superpowers. Yesterday was just the very beginning of superpower descriptions. The only one described on that page was adhesion, and we did not talk about it in favor of a spirited discussion of the editing and math problems with this game's randomization of superpowers. But today, it's just powers. This page contains the Alter Physical Body minor power, which allows you to make minor changes to your physical appearance, the Bend Light minor power, which allows you to bend light like a prism, parry lasers, bend light around you so you can kind of like sneak around like the Predator, Body Weapons, which allows you to grow weapons like out of your fingers and forehead and stuff, and that all-time classic of useless minor powers, Clock Manipulation, the power to understand and manipulate timing devices. Truly a solid foundation for a career in crime fighting. As luck would have it, Borgen actually has two powers from this page, Alter Physical Body and Body Weapons. So let's run those down first before we get to the dumbest thing on this page, which, take a wild guess. So this first power, Alter Physical Body. Quote, this power gives the character the ability to alter his body in small but significant ways. And then it enumerates the things you can do. You can change your fingerprints. You can make yourself more or less attractive by 5% per level of experience. You can change how old you look, mainly by changing your wrinkles by 5% per level of experience. Not too applicable to Borgen. You can change your eye color, but you can't copy other people's retinas. You can change your height by 2 inches per level of experience. Change the spacing of your teeth. You know, lighten or darken your hair, your skin. This is kind of a cool power, generally speaking, because it does what the really good Palladium minor powers do, which is to give you a small, narrow power that really encourages you to think about how useful these small powers can be. Something like getting away from people in a crowd or changing the way that people react to you in different social situations, avoiding identification, you know, getting away with crimes, maybe if you're a supervillain. All these little minor powers are super useful if you can think of creative ways to use them. Obviously, changing your fingerprints could be immensely useful, but even something as simple as darkening your hair color by 33% when you go and, you know, commit a crime, and then bring it back to normal and then lightening it by 33% when you're on the run, combine that with a change in your skin color, you're not likely to be picked out, you know, on the basis of a sketch or whatever. So I like this power. Now, is it of tremendous use to a 6-foot-tall pug person? She could change her fingerprints. I think that the paw-like structure of her hand may give her away nonetheless. She can increase or decrease her physical beauty by 5%. I guess that's nice if she decides to, you know, go courting in her extensive wardrobe of lovely human clothes. I almost feel, though, that for an Earth-based dating pool, the fact that you're a pug kind of overwhelms the question of whether you are a pretty pug or not. I do not doubt that somewhere on Earth, there's an asshole who's like, I date dogs, but they've got to be hot. But generally speaking, I think you're either in the dog game or you're not. So this is like a fun superpower, but in Borgen's case, it's going to be more of a quirk that she can, you know, change her fur color a little bit, change her eyes to match her outfits. She's really becoming a bit of a fashion plate, is Borgen, which is funny because she's neither very charismatic nor very attractive, but that doesn't mean she doesn't like to dress up. So I think this is going to be more of a fashion option for her than a useful superpower. Body weapons, on the other hand, is something she's probably going to get some use out of. Quote, this power enables the character to alter the shape and structure of his extremities to form weapons. This means he can elongate and transform one to all of his fingers into stabbing spikes, cutting knives or scythe-like claws, grow spikes, hooks, or small knife-like blades from the knuckles, the fingers and hands into a 2- or 3-pronged fork, hatchet, hammer, or metal ball. It goes on to enumerate basically every permutation of limbs turned into medieval weapons. You can't do any ranged weapons. You can only do the shapes of traditional medieval weapons. Borgen's random medical mutation is very specific. She can't just turn her arm into a big lump of spikes and metal. She can only turn it into recognized medieval earth weapons. Once Borgen hits third level, she can also make blades, spikes, or hard lumps on her forehead so that she can headbutt people, which I think would be a great tactic for a pug. Here on Earth, the classic quadruped pug doesn't really have the body plan for combat effective headbutting. But if you think about a big 6-foot bipedal pug, that is a face that is made for headbutts. So I'm excited about this. I really got something to look forward to with Borgen. This power gives her a couple of bonuses, +1 to initiative, +2 to disarm. And speaking of disarming, there is a special provision under body weapons. Quote, the body weapon cannot be removed from the body. Which I guess means if you're up against a supervillain who turns their arm into a glaive and comes at you, you cannot, in fact, cut their arm off, take it, and use it as a glaive against them. Damn, Kevin Sambita. Your players are ice cold if you got to write rules like this. I don't even think they suggested it out loud. I think he told them, like, okay, he runs at you with his glaive arm, and one of the players lifted up their finger like, I'm going to, and Kevin was like, no. I know what you're thinking. We've been playing this game for 12 goddamn years. You cannot cut his arm off and then use his arm to cut his head off. We've been down this road too many times, lo these dozen years of playing Heroes Unlimited and getting to like 9th level. So, you know, the damage on these weapons can go up to like 3d6 if you turn your whole arm into like a sword or an axe or something. Honestly, that's not as good as Borgen's energy trident that she got from the alien section. So once again, this is a power that I don't expect to see a lot of use. I'm really looking forward to being in a clinch with that trident and being able to do the like big spiky headbutt with her big flat pug face, though. I think that's going to be great. So that does it for Borgen's powers on this page. The dumbest power on this page is clock manipulation. And clock manipulation is a great counterexample for what we were talking about earlier with alter physical body. That's a minor power that's very limited in application, which encourages creativity, encourages clever use of powers. Clock manipulation just fucking sucks. It's a bad power. For those who aren't familiar, the main thing it allows you to do is to comprehensively adjust timepieces. And I mean comprehensively. This power has nothing else to talk about, so it goes into great depth. Quote, the character can stop, start, or adjust the time counting slash watching mechanism of watches, clocks, computers, alarms on a time system, counters, timers, and then in parentheses we get examples of timers, including those in explosive devices, monitors, microwaves, stoves, and security vaults, in parentheses, and any timekeeping device. Just in case we missed any, catch all, any timekeeping device. Now look, this is a narrow power, but if you've ever dreamt of being able to adjust the timer on a stove, this is your fucking superhero. He's got that shit sewn up. Have you ever thought, I'd like to temporarily stop a watch? This power has got you covered. I forgot to hit the button on the microwave and put it on the popcorn setting, and now I'm all the way across the room? Actually, this is no good for that. You can adjust the timing device, but you can't actually start the microwave. Sorry. And also, the range on this is very unclear. As far as I can tell, in all this blathering on about all the different kinds of timepieces you can affect, there's nothing about whether you have to touch it or just look at it or whether there's a range or what, which might come up, for example, in the case of a bomb that is about to go off. It would be nice to know if you can stop that from across the room or if you've got to run right up to the bomb. But that's a minor detail. It was much more important to enumerate all of the devices you can affect the timers of, just in case there were any doubt that you are the master of all clocks and timers and timekeeping devices and time watching devices. Look, don't get it twisted. We got to devote a whole paragraph to this. Every kind of device that counts or keeps time, you can change its setting. Think of the power. Think of the unbridled power of this character. And hey, it's not just changing the clock. He's like a clock whisperer. It says here, quote, it is important to note that the link with the timepiece provides the character with information regarding everything about it, how it works, purpose, who designed it, schedule of pre-programmed times, and a complete schematic. You know these watches and clocks inside and out. You touch that microwave, hey, you don't just reset the timer on the microwave, although you do still have to manually turn it on. You have a schematic of the timekeeping device inside the microwave. You know the purpose of the microwave. Now, I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know if that means, like, this is a microwave, it's for cooking food. Or if it means, like, this timer is so that you don't burn the food. Or if it means, the person who constructed this microwave on the assembly line was really only in it for the paycheck. Or, on an existential level, maybe you can touch the microwave and be like, you're destined for great things, my friend. This microwave is going places. But there's one unifying thread to all of those interpretations, which is that they are all stupid. This is a bad power. A terrible, terrible power. Extremely limited. Narrow almost to the point of uselessness. I would almost give it a pass because, as we've seen from reading like prepackaged adventures for Palladium games, it seems like almost all of them end with a bomb about to explode on a timer. So, given that, maybe this power is more broadly applicable than you would think. But there's one thing about this power that bugs me so much. So, you've rolled as your minor power. Instead of being superhumanly strong, instead of being superhumanly agile, instead of being able to parry lasers or turn your hand into a sword, you got clock manipulation. And this allows you to talk to clocks, change the time on clocks, and it gives you a couple of other little minor powers. And one of those minor powers is, quote, has an amazing sense of time within 2d6 seconds. Fuck you, author. My only power is clock manipulation. All I have is, like, I am tagging along with the team, doing nothing. I'm the fucking water boy, just cheering on the rest of the team, bringing them snacks, because all I can do is change clocks. Now, finally, it's my superhero moment to shine. My only one. There's a clock on a bomb. It's a timer. We have 30 seconds before this bomb goes off. Fortunately, I have an amazing sense of time. I know exactly how much time left we have before the bomb goes off, to within 2 to 12 seconds of the 30-second timer. Why, in God's name, do we need this limitation? Why would it be so much to ask for me, useless clock man, to know exactly what time it is? I mean, anybody can have this superpower. All you need is a watch. But in a scenario, in the narrow situation where no one has access to any timekeeping devices, nobody's got their cell phone, nobody's got their watch, it is important for us to know exactly what time it is, but no one has any timekeeping devices. I guess because they know I'm a clock badass and they're afraid, like, oh yeah, put him in the high security cell and whatever you do, don't give him an alarm clock. He'll use his vast power of being able to reset it and know what it does, know how long the snooze lasts to somehow like fucking break out of our high security facility. There's no clocks, there's no timekeeping devices. It's a situation where it's important to know what time it is. In that scenario, why can't I just know what time it is? Give me this one thing. But no, and that's the dumbest thing in this page. To feel the need to add this restriction to what is already probably the worst superpower. It is just cruel. Join me tomorrow as we move on to a much more useful power, elaborated in even more detail, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.